There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Now, Bulldozer Group is a leading hospitality group specializing in bringing internationally renowned luxury restaurant brands right here to the UAE. Brands within the group are aligned with celebrated restaurateurs at the forefront of the global industry. Presence in the market heralds international iconic dining brands such as Novikov Cipriani, Downtown Toko, and Sass Cafe, to name but a few. The director of operations of Bulldozer Group, based down at DIFC, is Mirza, who joins us live on the line now. Mirza, thanks so much indeed for your time this morning.
Morning.
You were listening on with interest to our conversation a little earlier on the show in the first half hour about coupons. As a man who is dependent on people coming to your brands, coming to your restaurants, what part do coupons play in your bottom line, your revenue at the moment?
Look, when it comes to coupons, we don't actually, you know, have them in all of our restaurants. We look at it as more towards our casual dining venues. You know, it doesn't really work with a luxury setting, but it works for the casual dining. What it actually does is this, right? So the way we look at it, if a customer is coming in with a coupon to get one buy, get one free, right? Buy one, get one free on the main course. We don't look at it as we're giving 50% discount on a meal. What we're looking at is somebody's coming into a restaurant who's probably never been to our restaurant before. He's buying a starter, he's buying a bottle of water, he's buying a side dish, he's buying a dessert. So eventually, what we're looking at is we're giving 25 to 30% discount only. So we're not really giving 50% discount on the whole experience, right? And if they have a great time, then we got ourselves another loyal customer who will be coming back and, you know, probably bring his friends as well.
Mm. There is argument, and I'm not saying this is from Bulldozer, but I have heard it out there, and we might well be able to get hoteliers and hospitality professionals on a little later, are suggesting that the market is at the moment, a lot of people complaining about prices, a lot of people complaining about the cost of a dish, etc. Therefore, coupons work in theory, but a lot of people suggesting that those prices are being driven northwards, being driven high by the very presence of coupons. Anything in that?
I disagree with that completely. I think every restaurant set their margins themselves. You know, it's up to restaurant operators to ensure they have the right pricing structure, they have the right costing structure. And I don't believe that coupon actually plays such a negative impact on driving the actual prices up. I disagree with that.
Something else we've heard in the industry is that there's kind of a pressure to offer coupons. Do you feel that a lot of the places that are offering coupons are really attracting all of the customers, all of the clients? Do you ever feel like you have to offer a coupon in order to get sort of a share of that?
Look, there is two sides to it. There is a certain truth in that as well, because let's say you're opening a brand new restaurant, a completely new brand, and you want to introduce it to the market. Nobody's ever heard of it. One way to, you know, to attract a new audience is through coupons. Obviously, coupons are limited, I think, to two or three coupons per person. But it actually does help. Yes, sometimes you feel like you have to put it in, but there are other ways to drive awareness on the restaurant, and that's why in some of our brands we don't offer coupons. It's not because it's a luxury. It's just we feel it doesn't match the brand identity. And therefore, we stick to our, you know, very casual restaurants where we offer the coupons. But yes, I see your point, and I understand where you're coming from. That you wanna have that bit of pressure to introduce coupons in the restaurant to have the bums on seats.
Is there pressure? I mean, obviously, it's a very competitive market, the two-for-one market out there at the moment. There are very well-established brands. There are new players in the market. There are those that are looking to take advantage of what is a growing sector out there, not just in food and beverage, but in other industries. So from a provider's point of view, from a manufacturer's point of view, from a hospitality and restaurateur's point of view, is there more pressure for you now to choose the right vehicle for coupons for your brands?
Well, look, it's obviously you have to be careful who you go with, right? I mean, you can't just, and there are so many offerings in the market right now, you know, they're on the internet and et cetera, et cetera. We obviously rely on the on the big players. I mean, we work closely with the likes of Entertainer, for example, right? Who've been in the market for a long time. We know what they do. We know what audience they attract. We have an understanding of their database. It becomes more of a partnership as well with these sort of coupon organizations. And you've got to have that relationship with them to ensure that you're attracting the right audience. You know, you're tapping into the right market along with them. So that's the way we see it. I mean, the Entertainer is the only one that we work with in the market. That's about it. We don't do like the Groupon and those, I think, also Kabon and all this stuff. We don't do any of that. We just stick to the Entertainer, especially now it's digital as well, so it helps. Yeah.
That is their area of expertise. They've obviously established that brand over many years, and they're well regarded within the region but worldwide now. Given that success, though, Mirzo, and given the sort of growth of Bulldozer and the influence you have, has there ever been discussion in-house about doing your sort of product in-house?
Look, we have our own programs for to thank our customers, to thank our loyal customers. We're working on our membership program, ambassadors program, which is, you know, on final stages, and stay tuned for that. That obviously all the big organizations, the likes of Jumeirah, Ema just introduced their own corporate offering as well for loyal customers. So obviously, it's part of the plan.
Mirzo, always good to chat with you. Thanks very much indeed, my friend, for reaching out. Lovely to hear from you. Have yourself a great summer, and all the best to you and the rest of the crew down at Bulldozer.
Thank you so much. You too, Tom.
That's Mirzo there, the Director of Operations, Bulldozer Group, joining us live on the line. Sunil's in studio with us, taking a look at some of the comments that are coming through out there. People get very, very passionate about coupons, don't they?
They do. We've gotten a different perspective from Omar. He said, when the coupons run out, users will just jump on to the next restaurant offering coupons. This doesn't allow for honest concepts charging honest prices to survive and thrive. We forget that the restaurants are not only offering the discounts, but also paying commission per the coupon used.
Susan Perry is live with us in studio. Sue is the governor down here at Dubai I-103.8. She's our boss, but she also loves a good deal, as well as it says on the script here at the moment. Is that a fair assumption?
I'd say it's a very fair assumption. Though my husband will always say to me, I say, look how much we've saved. And he said, but if we hadn't gone out, we would have saved so much more. Mm. So, but no, I'm a true bargain hunter.
So has that always been the way with you? Or is that something that's sort of grown with your time here in Dubai?
No, I think I was brought up to be a bargain hunter. I think it's a sort of parental thing, you know, sort of post-war generation with my parents. You know, I think they would see the way I live my life as extremely frivolous in many ways, and they've been quite sort of careful. So I think, you know, there's something wonderful about getting a bargain, even if you don't need it. I've been known for an 80% off sale, and I come back having spent a fortune on lots of things I will never use and don't need, but I'm so excited that there's a bargain element.
In terms of using coupons and taking advantage of 2-for-1s amongst others, as a working mum, me like you, I know that going out for lunch with the kids has become an expensive process these days. So therefore, do you plan accordingly with coupons where you're going to go?
I intend to. I mean, if we were going, say, for a brunch or somewhere which was going to cost a little bit more, maybe both the kids have got a friend over, suddenly, you know, you're paying for six people. So if we have vouchers there that we can use, we'd be definitely more inclined to actually go and use it. But in reality, the sort of planning doesn't always come to the fore.
I want to get your thoughts as well on something that sort of a little strand that we didn't expect that was developing on this one, which is this sort of attitude towards people that use coupons as well. We've had reports of people having waiters raise their eyebrows or roll their eyeballs at them because they present a coupon as well. Is that something that you've ever come across or not?
I've had that in the office this morning, actually. I was speaking to one of my colleagues who was an executive chef, and I said, oh, I do love a bargain. And he said, oh, that's so skanky. You're a skank. And when we used to be working in the kitchens and people used to come in and they used to present their vouchers, we just used to mock them. We'd mock them, and I said, I don't care. You know, mock away. You know, who's getting the better holiday? You know, why on earth would you spend double the amount when you have a voucher? Why would you not do that? I know culturally here there are people who are inclined to do that from a saving face. To me, that's just ridiculous. But yes, he called me a skank.
Well, I know you're married, so this is a theoretical question for you. If you were to go on a date and someone was paying and they used a coupon, would you judge them on a date?
Ooh, that's a tricky one. Possibly.
But no, because you'd recognise that they're a great forward planner, and they're keeping their eyes on everybody.
Depends what kind of date, I think. I mean, if it's a kind of practical, you know somebody well, and you know it makes sense to do that. If it's supposed to be a big romantic, or we're going to this fantastic place, and it's all very exciting, you would raise your eyebrows a little bit, I think.
Zach, would you ever use a coupon on a date?
Definitely not. I actually wanted to bring it up. Like, if I was with my family or with a friend, why not? If I have a coupon, I'll use it. But if I'm on a date, there's no chance I would ever.
What, not even quietly? Just go up to, you know, say that you're going to the bathroom or something and just sort it out, you know, off the side? No?
it doesn't give off a good impression.
Just wait till see what she ordered, then order the same, and then give the voucher in. That's all you have to do.
Actually, depending on what she orders, I gauge how much I'm going to order.
Okay, fair enough.
I just wanted to throw it back at you, Tom. What about you? Would you use your voucher? Would you use your coupon on your hot date?
Do you know what? I think my Scottish heritage would come out to the fore, and I probably would. Because, you know, say that you've met the love of your life there, then they might as well get used to it, because that's the way you're going to be, isn't it?
That's true.
Sue, bless you. Thanks so much indeed. One final question from me to you, and that goes to with regards to, I mean, we've talked a lot about sort of going out for meals. We've talked a lot, but, you know, this is a city now that is so dependent on deals. We're seeing cost of living going through, getting higher and higher for a number of people. A lot of people are looking at the bottom line. Are we becoming more and more dependent on coupons, do you think, and deals out there?
I think there's definitely a culture, a thrift culture developing, and you only have to look at social media, and there are more and more people. I mean, 13 years ago when I arrived, there was nothing really, I don't think. People probably would have been quite embarrassed. But you do look now, and more people are getting involved, and it's almost become very cool to have a bargain and to save money. And, you know, if you're going to a water park, or you're going to, I don't know, doing an activity, and there's a big family, it makes absolutely sense.
Really appreciate your time this morning. Sue, thank you very much indeed for popping into the studio. That's Sue Perry giving us her thoughts. Sue loves coupon, loves a deal as well. And was very kind enough to join us in the studio to tell us more. Andrew, thank you very much indeed to you. Quick off the mark is Andrew says, with regards to Groupons, with regards to coupons on first date, says, ultimately, if your intentions are long-term, busting out a coupon for one of your first date ideas could very well be a building block for a long and prosperous relationship. Finding a partner with a similar financial mindset could provide for a relationship that will last. If you've got the courage to do it, you just might find yourself the perfect match. There we are. See, that was me vindicated for my opinions. Thank you.
Well, Jen has also messaged in to say, I've had someone use a coupon on a first date. It's a total double standard because I'm a diehard coupon user myself, but it was a total turnoff. I don't mind on the third date, but for some reason, the first date is just too much.
Another one that's just come through from one of our listeners, no name with this one, saying, if your date views you in a negative light and your usage of a coupon contributes to that, it could damage your reputation. This could be especially awkward if you have mutual acquaintances.
Fatima has also said, I'm such a loser, have coupons, but never use them. Mm. Fatima, I don't think that makes you a loser. I think it just means you have different priorities.
No, but isn't that interesting as well? I mean, how many people out there don't use their coupons? How many people have coupons that they can take advantage of? How many people download a lot of these coupon sites now, but don't use them as readily as they are? How many people don't check if they're available in the restaurants they end up eating in?
And, you know, it's not even just the coupons. One of my best friends has the Emirates Platinum card, and you get great discounts through that. Because she grew up with it, she just sort of took it for granted, never used it. We didn't know she had it. And, you know, we realized she had it years later, and we're like, we could have been saving 25% off all of our meals everywhere we went for years, and we never did.
Let's get some more feedback on this one. Let's go to the lines and say good morning to Omar this morning. Morning, Omar.
Morning.
Thanks very much indeed for your call this morning. Coupons, food and beverage, restaurants. Is it just a perfect marriage of both these services at the moment here in Dubai?
I think living in Dubai, obviously Dubai is a place where everyone expects a bargain. And, you know, I am a bargain hunter myself. But I also happen to work in the industry. I am the general manager of Boca, which is a locally grown concept in the DIFC. And since inception of our restaurant, we've always wanted to build a unique experience that offers people, good food, good product, good service in a relaxed environment without charging people an arm and a leg. So we've definitely looked at that. Just being from the industry, I think people forget that there are so many things that go into the preparation of a meal, like giving people an experience. So I understand that there's certain concepts, especially on the casual front, where this makes absolute sense, or perhaps from big operators. But just being, someone who manages and runs and actually is open a certain, type of restaurant, I think it really takes away from the actual restaurant itself. To start with, when you start with that experience, you're actually looking for, you're choosing a restaurant based on coupon availability. Mm. That immediately takes away, a lot of options from what's out there in the market.
See, that's an interesting point that you make. Sorry to jump in there, because I think you make a really valid point there, which is, one of the sort of fundamentals of what you do for a living and what many people do for a living is that, it's a passion project for you. It's something you believe in fundamentally. And you want to relate that to your customers. You want them to become loyal customers. You want their loyalty. You want them to have a great experience, then come back time and time and time again, repeat customers. Coupons seem to sort of get in the way of that, don't they? Because you haven't got, if you use up your coupons, then you're looking for somewhere else.
Absolutely. The moment you run out of them, you're moving on to the next one. And there are way so many options in Dubai. We all know that. Dubai has, I think there was a KPMG report that was out in the beginning of the year that talks about the state of the F&B industry. And it says that we have more restaurants per capita than New York and London without the maturity of the market out there. So it really makes it really, really difficult for concepts that are trying to survive in the market, to try to offer a unique experience at a fair price to survive.
In terms of that price mark, I don't want you to sort of point fingers or examples, but are you seeing a growing trend of prices being forced up because of coupons?
We see that, definitely, where businesses are relying on coupons. They're saying this is becoming part of our business, so we need to compensate for that. So let's drive costs up so we can make up for that loss in margin. Absolutely.
And in terms of, I think you've hit on something just in the conversation we've been having about this whole thing of loyalty. People see, coupon offerings as equivalent to a loyalty card per se, but they might be driving loyalty elsewhere because of the coupons. Is that something you've considered, a sort of loyalty program within Bocca?
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. And we see this as sort of giving people the right experience, the right product at the right price. That sort of translates into loyalty itself. Targeting people who are living within the proximity. We forget that, we need to start looking at the encapsulated market, the people who are within our direct reach. Giving people that personal approach, making sure that they're identified when they walk in and walk out the door. That is a loyalty program itself. Absolutely.
Omar, bless you. Thanks so much indeed for your call this morning. Much appreciated. That was Omar joining us live on the line. Nice to hear from him and all the team down there at Bocca this morning. Let's get another of our listeners on the line. Why? Because, we just don't like people texting in and saying that they feel like they're a loser as well. That's why we've asked Fatima to join us live on the line. You're not a loser, Fatima.
Hi, well, thanks for that.
You're not. But you come up with a really interesting point about, having these coupons and then forgetting to take advantage of them.
I have the coupons with me and I have no idea why I always forget to use them. And I think it's my subconscious mind kicking in that I don't want to be known as a skank. <That's> why. I just forget, and I'll tell myself, no, I'm going to make sure I remember. But I just don't. And then I'm like regretting it. That, oh my God, I could have saved 100 dirhams or 200 or whatever it is later on. And I end up feeling like such a loser. But it repeats itself. It's like a pattern. So I'm thinking it really is my subconscious mind taking over at that time.
It is. I mean, you can't help, can you? Because we've been talking about the sort of psychology of coupons a little earlier on. And when you do get a deal, then obviously your endorphins are rising and you believe that, it's good for the stress levels. It's good for your happiness levels. When you miss out on them, and I know exactly what you're talking about, that emotion of getting halfway home going, oh, why didn't I use the app?
Yeah, and, I also think sometimes I feel like, well, if they have a coupon, then how good are they? which probably is the wrong mentality, saying that, oh, you know, I know that online when I'm surfing and that there's a coupon and stuff, and I'll be like, I wonder if this restaurant's really good if they're using a coupon, which is sad because I think that perhaps the restaurant thinks that they can offer a better deal to their clientele. But I can't help but judge that. And, of course, using a coupon on the first date is a no. It's a definite no. Yeah, that'd be the last date, not the first date. I'm never seeing that person again. So double standard, I know. So double standard, but yeah.
Not at all. Fatima, you're a winner in IOS. Bless you. Thanks so much indeed for your call this morning, Fatima. Not alone out there, that's for sure, when it comes to how many of us out there have the coupons, have access to the coupons by whatever means, and then either forget to use them or don't ask the question when we're in the restaurant itself, or just don't explore the opportunities. If you're one of those people, we'd love to hear from you. Right, them lines are live as we speak, so give us a call on 0487155000. Is it deal or no deal? Offers, coupons, discounts and deals. There will be come a time when most online merchants will be faced with the decision of whether to offer discounts, when to offer discounts, and how much the discounts should be worth. Offering discounts for your online store can be a powerful weapon in your conversion arsenal to drive customer loyalty, but used haphazardly, you can do significant damage to your brand, or worse, become unprofitable. Online, is that driving our coupon culture at the moment? Is the rise of applications, is that what is making more and more of us take advantage of them? And which industries are benefiting or suffering most from coupon culture? Are there occasions when you end up actually spending more, not less, with your coupons? They may offer discounts, but they're also a form of advertising. And have you ever been on the receiving end of receiving deals or other contact as a result of being part of a loyalty scheme or a coupon scheme? Let's get a few of your comments because Sonal is trying to keep up with them. They are coming in thick and fast.
Well, Sohel has said, hello, friends. Coupons do make sense when you have more than a full cricket team in your family. My sister and cousins and parents had come down from India, a total of 12 people, and wanted to go to one of the most expensive theme parks. I started hunting for coupons and saved more than 1,000 dirhams on total tickets. So it makes sense to go for coupons. Meanwhile, Anjana has said, as these coupon companies work closely with restaurants, they must ask customers whether they have coupons before making the bill to avoid rolling eyes and making judgments. Hannah has also said, we only eat or do activities where we can use bog offs. I have 5-year-old twins, and after 22 years here, it's the only viable way to go out. We'll use online vouchers next year, though, rather than the popular book, as it's gotten very annoying with changing T's and C's and with outlets. Mm. Big brands need to be careful as customers are getting fed up.
One of the questions we've been asking this morning is it okay to use a coupon on a first date? Susan has replied to this question saying, it's not a huge faux pas, but I would not recommend it for a first date. I love good bargain, probably more than the next person, but it would raise my eyebrows on a first date. Why not take her to a good place that doesn't use coupons? Anyway, then during your first date, turn the conversation to being wise with your money or bargain hunting. Then add, I've known people who will use coupons at the grocery store, but for some reason are uncomfortable using coupons at restaurants and things like that. But I say, why spend more than you have to? Depending on her reaction, you will know whether it's okay to use a coupon next time or to wait till she's a little more head over heels with you to pull out that all-important BOGO BOGO offer. Thank you very much indeed for that one. Abdul Karim joins us live on the line. He's down at Business Bay. Good morning to you, Abdul.
Morning, Tom. How are you doing?
Not too bad, my friend. Is it ever okay to use a coupon at a date?
It usually is, if we're sort of familiar with each other, you know. If we've known each other for a while, then yes, you can. I think on the first date, I can understand why most listeners have a bit of an issue with it, and saying that it can be a turn-off if it's the very first time that you're meeting. But, you know, always on the lookout for good bargains, and I think, you know, now we're away from the nights out of the Football World Cup. Now you're going back to normal outlets. I think, you know, these offers do sort of tend to be attractive.
So you base your choices, whether you're going on a date or whether you're out and about with friends, on availability of coupons?
Yeah, I think my point being is that it's just become such a norm now. I think, we always talk about the growth of the millennials, how they're dictating the market. And you're a seasoned veteran of Dubai as well, Tom. I think back in our days, we had limited choices of where we could go. Now, with the abundance of restaurants, we've got different banks offering discounts as well, and growth in number of apps. I think that kind of dictates where a consumer should go. And these apps itself offer a marketing platform for these outlets, given the amount of competition that we have in Dubai.
Abdul, we've been talking about when it's acceptable and when it's not to use a voucher or coupon on a date. You mentioned that usually this is something that you do when you're more familiar with someone. Should we just let go of that taboo? Do we need to be able to just say it's okay to use a voucher on your first date?
Yep.
I think it's a bit of an icebreaker, isn't it? I think you've got to be a bit wiser with your money as well. It gives you sort of, sometimes people are thinking that it might give a bad impression. But what I've had in my situation is that the first date itself offered to use one of her discounted cards. And, those sort of things gives you sort of an impression to say, all right, so that's a bit of an icebreaker over here. So we've just moved on to different conversation. We talk about different offers. So I think it should be fine. I think we can gladly say that usage of these coupons or, limited discounts or whatever discounts you can get your hands on, is ideal for any outing, really.
Yeah, perfect. Whipping out a discount card like that's great plus points, isn't it? That's a keeper.
Sure. That's a keeper for sure.
Abdul Karim, lovely to chat with you. All the best, my friend. Thanks so much indeed for your thoughts. That was Abdul Karim joining us live from Business Bay this morning. Steve Halligan's been in touch a couple of times this morning. Steve, nice to have you listening in out there this morning. He just poses an interesting question to us this morning because we're talking a lot about dates. What about using coupons in a business lunch? Does that send the wrong impression as well?
For me, this is even more of a no-no than a date. There's just something about the idea of, because a business lunch, usually you think of sort of a corporate credit card coming out. There just seems to be something kind of tacky about, and again, I'm a coupon user, but for some reason, the perception that I have is there's something tacky about using a coupon on a business dinner or lunch. What do you think?
Again, I suppose, does it send double, I'm going to reserve judgment. Yeah, probably. If you're trying to seal a deal, if you're trying to get money out of somebody, then probably the last thing you need to be doing is going, right, can I use the coupon on that one? But at the same time, it shows initiative. It shows financial initiative. Zach, come on, help me out here.
I'm really confused about this, to be honest.
Come on, you're going to get a seal a deal. You've gone on a business meeting. You're looking to impress clients. Does it impress clients if you bring out?
Oh, no, definitely for clients, you can't use a coupon.
Why not?
No, in front of clients, you have to present a certain persona, a certain image about yourself.
What, loaded?
Not loaded, but not desperate enough to need a coupon on a business.
Whoa, you can't bring the D word to it. It's not desperation because you're using a coupon. It shows that you've got financial common sense. It shows that you're taking advantage of a situation. You're probably, if they're new to the city, they will go, oh, wow, I didn't realize this existed. It becomes a conversation piece, surely.
You don't waste money.
I'm not calling people that use coupons desperate. I'm saying when you present it, when you use it in a business lunch or a meeting like that, it doesn't really, it's like a first date for me. I wouldn't do it.
Okay. Appreciate that one. Let's get to the lines. Let's go and say morning to Anjana, who joins us from Deira this morning. Anjana, thanks so much indeed for your time this morning.
No problem. How are you?
Not too bad, my friend. Right, before we get on to all things coupons, let's get some conclusions from you. Coupon on a first date?
Maybe sometimes. If you're going to live with that person, and if you know that person's going to use it on the first date, you get used to it. So I'm fine with that.
Coupons on a business lunch?
To be honest, we use that a lot. I mean, not for client meetings all the time, but, we work within a budget. You sometimes have restricted budgets for staff spend and all that. So why not use a coupon, if that allows you to go to a nice place for a nice, nice bargain out for have a nice time. So, yeah, we do that a lot.
Good. Yeah. Well, we've said that one. The reason we got you on, though, is you've come up with a really interesting point, because one of the points we made earlier is people not using their coupons. Sometimes those people using their coupons within restaurants getting a little bit of grief, maybe from management, etc.
Correct.
Who's in the wrong here? Do you think it's the restaurant's responsibility to ask for coupons?
Exactly. I think it's a restaurant's responsibility, because there is obviously, you know, advantage for both parties, the restaurant and the entertainer, and obviously for the customers. I mean, that's the reason why they offer these coupons. So, you know, most of the time you walk into a restaurant, I mean, you want to use a coupon, and most people like that I know, they do not ask to the restaurant staff at the beginning, okay, what's an offer? Does the coupon cover this course, this dish? You know, nobody asks that question. You only have the coupon at the time of billing. And sometimes, you know, you're caught in a surprise, oh, ma'am, it doesn't cover that, you know. So why avoid all that embarrassment? There is obviously benefit to everybody. So the restaurant should be telling, oh, you know, when you visit the restaurant, are you going to use any coupons? By the way, if you're using these coupons, the following is available to you. Why not build that culture, you know? Mm. I mean, I've had one or two instances where I went to a restaurant before billing time. They asked, okay, by the way, do you have any coupons to use? I think that's a nice way to avoid all embarrassment, you know. Then, you know, if you're embarrassed to show the coupon at that point, when somebody asks you, you'll say, oh, yeah, by the way, I've got this entertainer. I like to use that voucher, you know. So build a habit, you know, everybody got that. Most of people who visit the restaurants on weekends, they all use coupons. Why not, you know, go and ask the customers when you present the menu to them? Build that as a habit.
Makes a very genuine point there, and it's interesting why it's not a win-win situation. It's a win-win situation for both the provider and the actual venue itself. They're getting bums on seats into their venue. You're driving that sort of loyalty. There just seems to be that sort of reluctance in a number of places, doesn't there?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I've been using Entertainer for years. I've been asked this question only maybe one or twice. Once or twice. That's it. So. I think a restaurant should use that opportunity. You know, that's good customer service as well, being transparent, you know, what's available. People will definitely love that. You know, customers would love that and they would go back.
Really love your thoughts this morning, Anjana. Thanks so much indeed to Anjana for joining us live on the line and giving us thoughts on this particular one. Sandy's done exactly the same, saying, I've also noticed this too in some places. Even if I let them know well in advance I have a voucher, you'd thought the discount was coming directly out of their wages with some of the reactions you get. Thank you for that one. Napoleon's been in touch with us this morning, saying, never tell them at the start of the meal, always at the end, though I doubt it makes a difference to the food. They don't get a chance to know you're cheap, in inverted commas, until the end of the meal. Personally, in 3 years of using, I've never encountered any weirdness using any of the voucher systems that I take advantage of. Thank you for that one. Prakash has been in touch saying, not a good idea to present a coupon on a first day, even if that's the way you work, and especially when you have good reason to believe that the person you're asking out is a high potential date, possibly girlfriend material, and you're putting yourself out there to be judged unfavourably. Remember, when you begin dating a girl, it's not her opinion alone that counts. You have to get the majority vote from her sisters. Some things are better attempted when a relationship matures and sensibility has a fighting chance. Thanks for that one. Sonal, what have you got for us?
Susan has said, if I'm using a voucher, I will usually have a starter or dessert. Without a voucher, I avoid those. So that's a nice little treat. We've also had a listener text in to say, well, I'm a private banker and only have multimillionaire clients and have no issues in asking for discounts wherever possible and even take them to outlet malls. You don't get rich by being stupid. Well, in most cases.
Rohit, thank you very much indeed to you for this one. I like this girl a lot in junior high school. She was the girl I wanted to date. I always dreamt of taking her out on an ice cream date because she loved ice cream. So one fine day, I found my courage to take her out for one. She thought twice but accepted. We went to Baskin Robbins. And I asked her to have the chocolate mousse royal ice cream value scoop with a topping if she liked. She was surprised at how I knew her love and craving for chocolate. She refused the topping but went for the syrup instead. I then took out the voucher from one of the well-known newspapers here in the UAE of 50 rooms. I cashed it in and we've been dating for the last 30 years. So there we go. 13 years, not 30.
Chocolate Mousse Royal. When you're, how old was he? I can't remember, but teenager.
Back in junior high school, yeah. Apparently. So well done to you, Rohit. It's obviously worked. So coupons do work, as was proven the case there. Let's go to the lines. Let's get to International City. Let's say hello to Sohel down in International City. Good morning to you, Sohel.
Yeah, good morning. How are you, Tom?
Not bad, my friend. Do coupons work?
Definitely for me. I mean, you know, I texted in earlier. I had this whole cricket team coming in from India, you know, to visit Dubai. And, you know, when they come, like family, friends, mom, dad, everybody, you know, cousins, and they want to go to a big theme park here, you know, and each ticket costs like 250, 300, you know, per entry. So what me and my wife, we started hunting for coupons, you know, and we did get some good discounts and bargains, and we saved much on that. So yeah, definitely. For me, it's a yes, yes. You know, it depends where you're going. If you're going to a normal restaurant, yeah, maybe you'll save 20 dirhams, maximum 50 dirhams, you know, 80 dirhams. But when you go to a big theme parks, you know, and big places like that, definitely you'll save a lot of money.
So you saw a significant saving as a result of that?
At least 100 dirham on each ticket, I think.
Wow, okay. So it makes sense.
Yeah.
Have the cricket team been back since or not?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely, yeah.
You're going to get them back again soon, will you?
Yeah, sure, I'll get them back again, but in parts, you know.
Not as the whole team.
It's a big hassle to handle all of them together, but if they're in parts, yeah, you know, definitely in installments.
Well done to you, Sohel. Bless you. Thanks so much indeed for that. Enjoy the rest of your day. Sohel joining us live on the line. Coupons do work for Sohel, as they do for many people out there. Karen says, if you're a committed couponer, I like that one. Can I have that one, Karen? If you're a committed couponer, yes, use the coupon. Expect to alienate a few potential partners, but that's what dating is for, weeding out the pack. You will find your preferred partner faster by being who you really are as soon as you can. What if she or he whips out a coupon with an even bigger discount? Love at the cash register. That's what it's all about.
Coupon compatibility. That's what we're discovering today on the show.
Look at that.
Yeah. Apparently it's a thing.
Coupon compatibility.
We have also been looking at the other side of things. One listener has said, I work in F&B and can't stand the buy one, get one free. It makes it really hard for us to manage our books, and I don't feel like it really actually helps convert new customers. Steve also mentioned a similar sentiment. He said, you know, it's the opposite of a loyalty program, as they reward people who flit from deal to deal rather than regular customers. So, you know, businesses are getting in on this with the assumption that they're, you know, marketing their product, marketing their service, getting new customers in. But are you actually keeping them? I wonder how they monitor that or see if that's actually the case.
Set out on our journey to discuss all things coupons. Hoping you've taken something from that. We'll remind ourselves of a few of the calls we've taken and get some more of your comments on that. Not though before we've addressed the small matter of wallets. Syed Saheb Ahmed out there has said he doesn't use a wallet either. So that's two of us.
Well, Junaid has also come to your rescue and said, hey guys, I use a wallet when I'm in town, but when I travel, I carry cash, which I distribute with my wife, myself, and I hide my cash in my innerwear secret pockets.
Now, this is something that's new to me, a secret pocket. I didn't know that existed. And but surely that's just going to, I mean, that looks really weird, doesn't it? Because, you know, you get to the Starbucks counter to pay for your Frappuccino and you've got to delve deep, haven't you?
Dig into your inner jacket.
Your innerwear, secret pockets.
Do you know when the heat wave was on in England, in Britain, there was a rule that if you have money stuck in things that are not your wallets or your pockets, will not be accepted in shops.
Oh, shush.
Oh.
No, really?
Yes.
That's hilarious, really.
TMI.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I have secret pockets right now.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's just a man just full of surprises.
Like it's a zipper on his knee, just to clarify.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can. So that's where you keep your cash. Okay, fine. Yeah, we've come to sort of the, I mean, anything beats, what are those awful things that people used to carry?
Fanny packs?
Oh, what are they like? Those belts that people wear.
I actually saw someone wearing one that was transparent the other day.
Oh, what's the point?
Style. Fashion.
Yeah, but if you've got, if you've got 2,500 dirhams in there and you're walking around and a map, it's a bit of a sort of a glaring beacon,
right,
isn't it? You know,
rob me, please.
Right, let's get on to a few of the other talkers that we've been discussing today, because we've been asking you for your thoughts on coupons. Thank you very much indeed to all those that contributed. We talked to Courtney Brandt a little earlier on. Remind me, Shroots, Courtney Brandt is A to Zatar, that's right. Talking about all things culinary, food, hospitality and otherwise. So we sought her opinion. Is she a coupon consumer, a coupon connoisseur, a coupon queen?
When we were talking about this topic, I realized I've lived in the UAE for 11 years. And what I remember is kind of thinking back that the entertainer, the other guides that are out there, it's an opportunity for somebody who's new to the city to test something out because, you know, we're spending money, things are more expensive. And when you're new to town, you don't know where to go and you kind of want to try everything. So I just remember kind of thinking back, I still use them today. But that it's an opportunity to try somewhere new, and it's a way to do it that's maybe a little easier on the pocketbook.
Courtney, thank you very much indeed for your thoughts this morning. Thanks also to all those that have contributed. Justin got in touch this morning saying, think about this one. Has anyone had friends that felt ashamed to use their coupons or apps? I was out once with a friend and I realized that I have that restaurant in the app that I was using. I offered to use it and his reaction was, it's only 50 dirhams per person. It's not worth it. Maybe it's a shame in some cultures. I personally never had any issues with any restaurants. On the contrary, I'm always surprised that the staff are aware and process it quickly. So no.
And we also have Ron who said they're the best for hotel stays. Why not have an experience you wouldn't otherwise be able to afford? Mindy has said, I'd rather pay full price than deal with the packed crowds and watered-down quality food and beverage you get at night-of-the-week deals.
We had a great text message that came in a little earlier on. I want to read this one if I can, because we were asking about whether it's okay to use a coupon at a business lunch. It was a question that was posed by Steve Halligan a little earlier. So now we had somebody text in who is a private banker, is that right?
We did. It was a private banker who basically said, I have multimillionaire clients, have no issues in asking for discounts whenever possible. And he said, you don't get rich by being stupid.
It's really kind of you to send in that one. Keep your thoughts coming through on a variety of subjects. We also had Fatma join us a little earlier on. Can't make her mind up about using these deals or not.
I have the coupons with me, and I have no idea why I always forget to use them. And I think it's my subconscious mind kicking in that I don't want to be known as a skank. I just forget it. I'll tell myself, no, I'm going to make sure I remember. But I just don't. And then I'm like regretting it. That, oh my God, I could have sent, saved 100 dirhams or 200 or whatever it is later on. And I end up feeling like such a loser. But it repeats itself. It's like a pattern. So I'm thinking it really is my subconscious mind taking over at that time.
We'd also been asking people throughout the show about whether they'd use a coupon on a first date or not. Anthony says no, but I really wish that I had done that in the past. Stephen went on to say, better than asking if your date minds splitting the meal, which I've actually heard of. Stephen, thank you very much indeed. Is that equally acceptable or not?
I think it's totally fine to split the meal. I mean, I think you'd offer rather than assume. But then we get into sort of gender dynamics of who's assumed to pay in the first place. So that's a whole nother can of worms. But I think it's totally fine to split the meal.
This one from Seb, who got in touch, saying, hell yeah, if she can't deal, if she can't deal with it, she's not the gal for you. Thank you for that one. This one from somebody who texted anonymously, wonder why, saying, book table, reach there just a bit early, hand in the coupon and the credit card at the reception, instruct them to deduct and return card at exit, or waiter to hand it over later on. It is about having a good time.
Isn't it funny that so many people have come out to say that they are coupon users, but yet we've discovered this kind of secret stigma that comes to using a coupon when it's on a date or a business meeting or certain situations that you're thinking about how you're being perceived.
Kathleen's been in touch saying, oh, one of the greatest guys in my life had finally asked me out for a very nice fancy restaurant dinner and he used a coupon. It was a bit deflating, I'll be honest, to see him doing that. And I've never forgotten it all these years, and I've never forgotten that one thing, and don't remember much of any other dinners we had. That one thing stuck in my man's mind. So it's not bad, but it will likely be the one date she remembers the most. says Kathleen Grace. Thank you very much indeed, Kathleen. That's about it from us. Zach has got something he needs to get off his chest. What is it, Zach?
I just think there's a certain time and a place to use a coupon. There's sometimes you can use them fine, but in certain situations, it's better to just save it for another day.
What, the coupon or the date?
The coupon.
Okay. Good points as always, Zach. Good to have you on board again. Thanks so much indeed for your input this morning.
Thank you.
Shroots, bless you. Thanks so much indeed for all your hard work.
Thank you.
And to you, Sonal, bless you. Thanks very much indeed for being part of the show this morning.
Thanks.
So until then, bye-bye.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.